This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 492 for Tuesday, July 26th. ICE canola futures are stronger on Tuesday, gleaning support from other vegetable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gains $18.20 at $813.80 per ton, and the January contract also rises $18.70 at $822.10 per ton. As a system that brought rain to the prairies departs the region, temperatures are to climb towards 30 degrees Celsius for the remainder of the week. Strong increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are lending support to canola. Small declines in the off-session of Malaysian palm oil are applying a little bit of pressure. Global crude oil prices have given up their earlier gains and are beginning to incur losses. That's tempering further gains in vegetable oils. Stats Canada reported yesterday that deliveries of canola in June are nearly 925,000 tons. That's down 34.5% from the previous June. As well, total grain deliveries for the month of about 2.9 million tons tumble more than 41% compared to last June. At this time, the Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.55 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.81. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report yesterday afternoon. As of July 24th, corn is at 61% good to excellent, down 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans come in at 59% good to excellent, down 2 points from a week ago. Spring wheat is at 68% good to excellent, down 3 on the week. The winter wheat harvest is more than 3/4 finished. The weather outlook for the U.S. calls for rain for Kansas and Ohio before the weekend, but with the Plains and Midwest returning to seasonal dryness for the next couple of weeks. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures continue to be stronger on Tuesday. The November contract jumps 38 cents at $13.84 per bushel. September soy oil gains nearly a half cent at 58.79 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal rises $19.80 at $435 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Tuesday as the December contract advances 17 cents at $6.01 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the December contract is up a dime at $4.28.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago December adds 33.5 cents at $8.22. Kansas City December jumps 37.5 cents at $8.84. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December advances 44.5 cents at $9.41. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 26th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.